We have plenty. Please stand for a salute to the flag. The pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. The borough received that in compliance with the Open Meeting Act has provided a daytime and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the borough clerk, posted notice on the bulletin board, the borough offices, and on the borough website. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Julio?
Yes.
Mr. Curio? Councilman Langston?
Here.
Mayor Long?
Here.
Mr. Knott? Not here. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. McGinley?
Here.
Ms. Bills? Is not here. Ms. Wright?
Here.
Still summertime. When everybody's running around saying locals. 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 Okay, on to minutes from the August 27th meeting. Any discussion or a motion on that? Second? Yes.
Okay, and this is Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Ms. Wright?
Yes.
Two. We need to carry one.
The MMJD.
Yes, so we're just going to have the new one, and then one's carried and one's withdrawn.
Maybe we should carry the first one first.
Okay.
In case anybody's here to hear it. That would be the MMJD?
Yep, MMJD.
Okay. The MMJD Properties LLC, 26 Beach Street, Lot 10, Lot 21, will not be heard tonight. They have asked for a continuance. It will be carried to the 8th, I believe. 8th of October, with no further notice. MMJD Properties LLC number 2, 26 Beach Street, will not be heard tonight. It will be carried with no further notice to October 8th. Moving right along to our application for the evening.
Do you want to ask if anyone's being withdrawn?
Oh, we can, should we?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let me see what name it. I know it's Renner. We received a letter to withdraw the application for the Renner property, Bradley A. Renner. That would be 244 Ocean Avenue. They have withdrawn their application for a use variance. Will not be good. So now we move on to Fortunate. I'm gonna read that. Who forgot his glasses tonight? Fortunate Holdings LLC, John and Jeanette Jaworski, 412 Ocean Avenue. Requesting variance relief to expand the rear porch and construct a second level deck. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Usually Perry has done the service.
All right, sure. I will. On the service, it's complete, and the board has jurisdiction to hear this.
Great. Yes. You have the floor, sir.
Oh, okay.
We're going to need to swear you in.
Okay.
If you're testifying.
Solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
State your name.
John Jaworski.
Thank you, sir. Anthony, you're going to be testifying?
Yes.
You might as well.
Which is where?
And likewise, you also swear to testify you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and the whole truth.
Yes.
Thank you. And your name?
Anthony Condoris, C-O-N-D-O-U-R-I-S.
Welcome, everybody. Can you tell us what you want to do?
Absolutely. Good evening, my name is John Jaworski. Together with my wife, Jeanette, who's not able to be here tonight, we own 412 Ocean Avenue. We purchased the property in July of 2012. We lived through the Sandy experience where the house, right when we purchased it, sustained significant damage. And we worked hard to restore the property back to its former glory. In the past 7 years, my family and I have thoroughly enjoyed the property and thoroughly enjoyed being members of the Seabright community. We've invested heavily in the maintenance of the property and have found very little we would like to change with the property that we purchased, except for the late afternoon or the entirety of the afternoon, we experience extreme sun exposure for the west facing side of the home, like many homes in Seabright. The sun exposure typically lasts from 1 to 7 p.m. We've tried to manage it with umbrellas, which don't work too well on many windy days that we have. We've also, and I'm sure that many members of the board, have also invested a lot of money in umbrellas, but with the salt air we have, they could go through it pretty quickly. So a few years ago, we decided to embark on a project where we addressed this problem by covering up the existing deck that we have with a roof. And as we designed that, we said, well, what if we could make that roof, you know, another area that you could experience the great views we have in Seabright. So with that idea in mind behind the project, we engaged Anthony to design a porch for us. We humbly request that this unified planning board consider our project to improve the property and improve the neighborhood. So,
thank you.
Mr. Converse, you're going to tell us about the project?
Yeah, I'll run through it real quick. So the variance that we're requesting is a side setback variance, which occurs on the southwest part of the property here. And the property takes a jog in that one spot, so it's kind of a critical spot. And then the house is already there, so we're sort of forced to deal with this very small setback that we can provide here. And I apologize for the faintness of the drawing, but if you look closely, you can see behind where we're showing the proposed porch is a couple lines that basically indicate that the greater part of the porch is basically sitting on top of what's already there. So, and right now the setback of the porch is 4.8 feet. The only thing that we're proposing that intensifies the need for variance is for the access.
The two squared off points?
I'm sorry?
Am I getting that right? The lines are showing the variance?
The dotted line? The dashed line shows the setback.
Okay.
I can point it out.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. And that's
pretty much it. We are cleaning the variance. The variance as well. It's both of these points.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's an existing. This one's new. So it's just this little triangle here.
So it's those two little points that are squaring off the deck.
That's correct. And the reason we couldn't come in any closer is there's a basement stair here that access to a crawl space that we'd be blocking if we put the deck in anymore. So we had to kind of push it out a little bit. This rendering kind of shows you what we're proposing. And this is the corner. This is the one corner that violates the setback. And this is an existing area that's already encroaching on the setback. And that's about it.
Mr. Mayor. Board members have any questions? We'll do our part.
We're gonna mark that as A2.
Sure. So we want that A3?
A3.
The photo.
This year.
That's A2.
Oh, okay.
That would be A2, and then the photo would be A3. Okay.
Board members have questions?
And we should note for the record, Mr. Chairman, that Mr. Ron has joined us at 7:41.
Thank you, Warren.
You're welcome.
Well, hello, Mr. Ron. What do you mean?
I have one question.
Sure.
The, where you put it, where it says, I think it's 3.8, or 3.5, I can't read it.
3.8, yeah.
3.8. Now, that's a neighbor is right next to there. What's the neighbor's? Is that their yard?
That's existing.
Did you say?
No, the 3.8 is not existing. The 4.5 is existing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, what is the name you have next door there?
So maybe.
Is it just a driveway?
What's in this area over here?
It's an open gravel driveway.
It's a driveway. Gravel driveway.
Oh, it's a driveway. Okay. Thank you.
The adjacent property is the driveway right along that.
Right along here is a driveway.
Close to everything.
Yes.
Steven, you guys have questions?
We're trying to figure it out. So we're just figuring it out. Why you need that second floor section to put the spiral stair down to access it?
Well, yes, there's two reasons for that. There's actually a door, there's a bathroom here that exists now. So we connected, there's a door here coming out of the house on the second floor. So we brought the balcony over far enough to meet that door.
And that door is not used for anything now. The door goes off the top.
Right now, it's used to access a very small balcony.
Very, very small porch.
There's a big door in the back.
Yes.
So you come over.
That door there.
It comes to wherever that see that where that roof line ends? That's where we start to break. So that roof line, that's
here. Mm-hmm. The answer to your question is not one more question.
You're going to go to slow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Wow. Anyone else? If not, let's open to the public to see if anybody's here from the public that would like to address this application. Yes, sir. Please state your name and address for the
record. Don and Trish Pignataro at 414 Ocean Avenue. We are the neighbors that are directly adjacent on that driveway side that you were just discussing. And we are 100% in support of this project. No objections, no concerns, and we think it would be a very nice addition to their home.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.
Anyone else in the public? Not. Public portion is now closed.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Do you have a roll call, please?
I'm sorry, you seconded?
I did.
Steve.
Okay. Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. Giulio.
Yes.
Councilman Meister.
Yes.
Mr. Mott.
You should have voted.
Oh, okay. It was sorry. Sorry. Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
And Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Best of luck to your construction project.
You're going to love it.
And with pop. Of course. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
But that's the one that's marked.
You need the reference.
The stuff that's marked for me.
I'll give you the notice too. That is the same one that you have. I don't know if you need. I guess you might have more. So that's A.
Well, typically,
that's A.
Okay. We can use this one.
Do you want the one that was on the
record? That's right. I'll have to say
okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
think that's it for us.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you all for coming. You need to.